Yo, what's good up? This is Max from Real Social Dynamics sitting here with Mario Tomic from Shock and Fit. Wow. And we wanted to record this video because so many people have asked us about nofap, non-masturbation, non-porn. What's your experience? And what we're going to do is, this is not going to be a scientific video. We're not going to throw around with statistics and numbers. This is pure freaking hard-earned years of experience, all right? We've both been doing this for, I did it for like, I think 2 years or something.
Yeah, several years for sure.
Yeah, so this is like just pure empirical evidence, basically, if you will. And let's crack right into it. First and foremost, the first advantage, because we're also going to talk about disadvantages and how to do it properly, how to warm up into it. The first advantage that I noticed myself when I started it at my beginning of my talking to girls, evolving as a man journey was energy. I had way more energy and also motivation to do things instead of just sitting at home on a Sunday afternoon masturbating like 5 times internet porn. I would just get up, go to the gym, I would talk to girls, I would just be motivated. Even with studying, it helped me a lot. Focus wise, it helped me a lot. It was crazy. And as the conductor is speaking there, it's cool, we can speak over that. But what I was basically saying is, all this energy, I stopped being this apathetic, lazy kind of guy, and I became an action taker. I'm like, let's go take action.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing I would always recommend to people. They always ask me like, Max, you're always hustling, you know, I see you on your Snapchat, you're going to the gym, you're hustling, you're talking to girls. How do you have the energy to do all these things? And the first thing I say is cut out masturbation. It's crazy how much energy you're having in your balls, if you will. I'm curious, what's your experience with that?
Yeah, I mean, very similar to you. It started like a couple of years ago. I think that it was when I actually discovered about RSD.
Yeah.
And I think I got into David Data stuff a little bit as well, because he mentions that a lot.
Yeah,
and
he does.
Yeah, definitely there's, advantage is very similar to his. Increased energy, increased libido, especially if you're going out, for example, when you're going out, let's say you've just been on a huge porn streak, you know, like you're going out, I don't really care about all of this. And the fact that you don't care, really, you put off that vibe that you don't care about anything, and that just that too not caring vibe, and it's just too much, you don't care. People can kind of sense that, especially girls, right? They can sense that, and that's a little bit of a problem if you're actually meeting people, because you're not motivated to actually take it to the end. You're not motivated to even invest a little bit of effort, and it, obviously, if you don't invest effort, it's not gonna work, right? If you don't even put in the work. And then we're talking about gym, which is kind of like where I've noticed a lot of benefits as well, is that it's so easy to stay home and just not do anything.
Yeah.
And you get that little dopamine hit from, let's say, masturbation, watching porn. And you're just like, okay, I got my good emotions for the day. You know, I can just continue living in my little cave, and I can just continue not doing anything. And that's one thing that I noticed there. It's kind of almost like a continuum. Okay, after the first week, you noticed a little bit of benefits. Like, you noticed a little bit of an increase, right? It's like you have all this extra energy. And then there's like, a flat line for a while. It's kind of similar. There's a little dip. But after, let's say, doing it for a month or two, then you actually start, like, all these benefits start kicking in. And you notice even more.
For porn or getting
exactly. You're kind of getting back your energy. You're getting back your control over your dopamine hits and all of that. Because that's one big problem with rewarding yourself for not actually working on something. It's so easy to get addicted for it because the cost is very little. You know, you just have to Google and bam, you got it. And that's one thing. With guys, the problem really is that, let's say, if you're excessively masturbating, like say 16 times a day, and you're watching like hours of porn and stuff like that, right? How much energy you spend in that compared to, let's say, if someone is just doing like a very, very tiny amount, you might not notice that many benefits of nofap as compared to someone who's super addicted.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like, you got to understand the continuum. When someone is saying, hey, I got superpowers, well, that guy probably was like the hard case, you know, like he was very addicted.
Yeah.
You know, and if you are that addicted, dude, and if you're watching this right now, I highly, highly recommend getting into it, because it is going to change your life, right?
Yeah.
It is definitely, it's one of those little things that really, if you stop doing it, you got a lot of benefits out of it. Like, you get a high return.
Now, the thing is that I want to mention here as well, like, if you just start doing the nofap, that's one side of the coin only. The other side of the coin is taking action. Actually, take that increased focus, that increased motivation, that increased activity level, and put it into talking to girls, into getting your game on point. Because if you just do the nofap thing, but you never talk to girls, like, you're not gonna be able to let's blow off some steam, right?
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
so what I did was, I'm like, okay, I can't blow steam off myself. I have to do that with girls. So you have to go out. You need to find a way to channel all this newfound energy to go get the same result. What that result is, the orgasm, basically, if you will.
Yeah, use it as motivation, basically.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, exactly. Use it as motivation. And it's funny because I teach that a lot to my students. A lot of guys, they're not physical enough with the girls. They're not sexual enough. They're just like this friend to friend, right? Many guys have that problem. They get friend zoned. They say, I have a nice conversation, but there's no spike in between, right? There's no flavor. Where's the fire underneath? And I had that same problem. I was too nice. I would never be able to like touch a girl in a sexual way and stuff like that. I would be on a date. The girl would like me and so on. So I knew that, you know, I through game, I had to do that because game said like be physical, but it never felt natural. I just did it because I knew I had to do it, right? If I eventually want to end up with that girl, I need to increase physicality. Never felt natural until I started doing nofap. I literally just did physicality because I was horny.
I was like, it's natural, like it's coming. Yeah, I gotta do this.
I would, and even like small things, like I would see her arm, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna caress her arm. It feels so good, and she would feel that energy, right? Mirror neurons in our brain feel. We can sense what the other person is sensing, right? So that would increase just my the sexuality within my dates, within my interactions, increased like crazy, and it felt also natural. It was really good, and now people are like, but then I end up having sex with a girl and I come too fast. Who cares? You come too fast, you come again. You
have the energy.
It's crazy because sexual performance increased so much. Here's why. And we have to clarify, when we're talking about nofap, we're talking about non-masturbation and no porn.
Yeah, cutting out everything.
Because many people are like, oh, I still watch porn, I still masturbate, I just don't ejaculate. That doesn't count. It has to be the full-on thing, right?
Yeah, you have to do it, yeah.
So what happens is when you watch porn a lot and you masturbate very regularly, you increase your threshold for stimulation. So all you're doing is you just get, because when you watch porn, you watch like 20, 30 girls all naked, right? Now that's your threshold for stimulation. And if many guys suffer from erectile dysfunction, they can't perform because all of a sudden they have one girl only there, right? And they're like, I'm used to the 30 girl orgy bukkake shit, you know? So what helped me a lot was like, I would just get so horny just by a girl that's naked, just by like kissing and stuff. Like I would just be this horny motherfucker. And girls would sense that. They're like, this guy's sexual. He wants it, and I want it, and it's amazing. That's definitely another benefit. You mentioned that too, right?
Yeah, I love the fact like you notice, like if you're going from that porn world, you know, you kind of fall into the trap that you think that's how it actually is. You know, it's like, hey, just get a random girl in a train, you know, just pops out of nowhere and she sits right next to you.
Maybe
and,
here, we're on
and
the
there's
way
like
to Vienna.
Four cameras next to already filming, and they got the perfect audio as well. You know, it's like that's what happens in real life.
And the lighting guy.
Yeah, here's the lighting guy. It's like there. That's what you think. And then you got like the real girl there, and it's a little bit messy, and you're like working hard for it, and it's like, like it's so much work that you're like, okay, screw this, I can just go home and just get it done, you know? Work on this. And I like the fact that you said there, like it's same with guys with the gym, you know, you're not gonna get jacked just by no fap, dude. Like you're not gonna get shredded by not fapping, you know. It's not gonna do anything if you're not actually putting in the work. And funny enough, I know some of you guys might be interested in some of the research on this. There's actually not that much research, and imagine that, you know, there's not a lot of research in nofap. You know, it's kind of a new thing. There's probably going to be research in the future. There's one study a lot of people mention is the one that 7-day study where you get a spike of testosterone after 7 days of abstinence. I mean, I don't necessarily think that study is legit because nobody replicated it, at least not from my knowledge. That's kind of the thing, because if you don't replicate a study, I mean, it almost doesn't count. And regardless of... in general, it's just one study. You never look at one study. You look at a series of studies, and you do a systematic review or meta-analysis, and then you see, okay, with all this pool of data, I can actually see what's going on. And in like a 7-day period, you can't really notice that much benefit, because what we're talking about here, we're talking about doing this for years. And when you're going out, you're naturally, as Max is saying, like you're naturally going to be more inclined to seek out those opportunities, to put yourself in situations where you're gonna go for the girl. So what I would recommend, I mean, as you said there, it varies between like what people will feel. But the thing is, just because there's no research to back it up, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't try it out and see how it responds, because there's a lot of different individuals that will respond to a wide array of different things in a totally random way. So this is doesn't cost you anything to try out, and we think, at least from our experience, and not just from our experience, we talked with, I mean, I talked with hundreds of guys, and it just like randomly pops up this topic. Everybody's saying like, oh my god, you know, it's like life-changing.
Boosted like crazy.
Yeah, it's like, especially with just having the, getting rid of that addiction and getting control over your what your stimulation level is, because what you mentioned there is it's called habituation, right? When you get too much of the same stimulants, let's say if I keep poking Max here, you know, like after like 5 minutes, he probably won't feel it anymore.
Yeah.
It's like one of the oldest mechanisms in your body. It's like when you get too much of one stimulant, it doesn't get you as much of that stimulation, right? It doesn't get you the same response. And that's probably the same thing with masturbation. Like, you just need more and more.
Yeah,
like, at point, you just need more and more. Like, yeah, you have to, like, go super, super deep in, down that rabbit hole if you want to keep getting the same response. And that's like how you get that addiction.
Your threshold increases, and you can't even get turned on by a regular girl that you're out on a date
with. It's impossible. Yeah.
It's crazy. Now, let's talk about how to start that, because many guys are like, I'm doing the fat, I'm like masturbating 10 times a day. What do I do? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Now, your eventual goal. And this is why it goes together with self-improvement and game and picking up women, if you want to call it that way. Your eventual goal is to be able to be at a state where you have enough girls that you don't even think about masturbating anymore. Like, when I did that, within my first year, I got like 6 or 7 girlfriends, and I didn't even have the time to masturbate, because every day of the week I'd have another girl over, right? And once you reach that, you're good, because you have the stimulation from the girls, but it's real stimulation.
Yeah.
And it's actually way better for your self-esteem if you get your ejaculation from women as opposed to from yourself, because even though there has been apparently research that masturbation is good for your self-esteem, but again, like, those guys that they tested, they probably didn't go out. They probably didn't do game, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to do those those correlation studies are always tricky. Because
always super tricky, yeah.
Because you're not sure what is actually causing the effect. You know, it can be a random correlation. Maybe the guys that they've studied were guys that were in a depression, now they're not depressed anymore, all of a sudden, bam, you got more self-esteem. So, like, you never know, right?
Exactly. So here's the thing, like, we're shamed so about masturbation. Like, you know, you can't just be like, anyways, guys, I'm gonna go jerk off and I'll be right back. You don't say that. It's like your secret, right? And it chims on you, like, tiny, like, all the time, because we also were probably growing up with our parents saying, like, masturbation is bad, unless we have liberal parents. So there's always, like, this thing. Plus, as a guy, it's you're always more seen as the cool guy if you get laid. So the more you cut out masturbation, which is something you're regularly ashamed of, and the more you increase sex with real girls, or even one girl if you get a girlfriend or something, that's just way better for your inner confidence. And you're like, okay, dude, I have so much sex, I don't even masturbate anymore.
And you don't have to hide it. You know, the hiding factor is what's really, like, damaging you in a way that it's, I hate the word use damage, but it is kind of like that, because when you're hiding something and it's not out there, you're it's like your little thing, you know, you go in the corner. When
and it's always,
like,
you swallow it down and it becomes
big. Yeah, it's like, dude, as fast as possible, you know, just get it so I can run. That's the thing there, when you are moving from that guy who is, let's say, introverted, hiding in his own little basement, and you're starting going out, those kind of qualities, you're going to have to deal with that eventually. Like, even if you, let's say, you meet a girlfriend and you're having a really good connection with someone, you're actually going to show that side to her. You have to be able to show that side to her.
Yeah.
You kind of work on that a little bit, because it might become a problem, because all of a sudden your girlfriend doesn't turn you on anymore and things like that, because now you're, okay, you're used to, like, okay, let's bring out the huge dildo, like, and stuff like that, you know, like, and the girl is like, just normal, like, am I not enough?
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything against that, but again, it's like, you have to put it out there. If you like to do certain things and you're gonna run that by your girlfriend or the girls you're hanging out with, and that also helps, because it's no longer your secret and you're being okay with it, and just by the fact that you're okay with it, it kind of it moves away from an addiction to something that is just normal. And it is absolutely normal, like 100%. It's not
just
humans.
Yeah.
Like, it's like animals. You can see animals masturbate. Like, it's like a
true that
natural
see
thing,
the monkeys
right?
Masturbate. Yeah. Now here's the thing. on how to start, because I started later on in my journey with the NoFap thing. I already had success with girls, so it was kind of easy for me to transition because I had enough real life sex. But let's say you're a total beginner, you don't know how to talk to girls and stuff like that. What many guys do is they're like, they cut it out once and for all, and they're like, I'm never gonna do it. And then they count the days, and then they're like, around day 67, I couldn't handle it anymore.
Yeah.
And then they masturbate, and what they do is they are so ashamed that they lost their streak, they get extremely demoralized, demotivated, and then they start just fapping regularly again. Dude, take it easy, man. It's not a competition. It's not getting all the days in. No, what I would do is I would just stop masturbating for a week. I would have like one day a week that's like the masturbation day. I would chill, you know, like a nice evening at home, you know. Because otherwise you build it up too much and it pressures yourself way too much. So if you're not having the success with girls yet, there's just no way. Like if you think like it would take me 1 year until I get laid, then do it once a week. That's okay. If you feel like you're not getting enough benefits, do it once every 2 weeks, something like that. But it's okay. Don't count the days. Don't try to get on XYZ streak. It's just gonna put way much pressure on you and stuff like that. And you'll be more inclined to actually like not resist the temptation anymore.
Yeah, 100%. So if I tell you right now, hey, you can't eat pizza. Pizza is the only thing you're thinking about eating.
Exactly.
Right?
It's like exactly.
You create the exact opposite, and it's kind of building up for huge rebound.
Yeah.
If you're just okay, cut it out. Because I actually started before I got into going out and before I started improving my social skills, and that was then. I mean, it's an incredible like, oh, let's cut it out, because I'm always like that all or nothing kind of guy.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Go
yeah.
all out, you know. And the issue is, with that is that there was no way for me to be 100% consistent with it. And it's one lesson that you have to learn with this as well, is that probably okay to be not perfect, you know. It's like it's the same as everything else. Like, you will never be perfect. That's the thing you have to accept here. You will never be able to just say, hey, I'm gonna stick with this for next year.
Yeah,
dude, like, don't set yourself up for success, right?
Very
set
true.
Yourself
for
up
a long
for,
run.
For like what you're gonna do for the next 20 years, not what you're gonna do in the next, let's say, 90-day challenge, you know. And then after day 90, like, guys, like, counting the days, you know, like on the walls, you know, writing down, it's like day 91. It's like a huge, like, 20-hour porn. It's like,
yeah, yeah,
it's ridiculous. Yeah, you want to look at this as like, okay, I'm becoming the guy, like, I'm taking this identity of a guy who's handling my social skills, my lifestyle, and I'm just not the guy who faps, right? I'm just not the guy who does that.
Yeah.
And if you just change that identity, it's much easier to stick with that because you have that identity behind that.
Super true. Yeah.
And instead of just trying to do this thing, it's just becoming who you are as a person. And if someone asks you, you're like, yeah, I just don't do that, right? It's like I don't, instead of like I can't. Because if you say I can't,
very true, yeah,
that is a totally different mindset. It compared to, okay, I don't do that. Or one similar thing, let's say, I'm gonna link it a little bit weird to, like, let's say fasting. You know, a lot of guys say, well, I can't eat.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
There's a lot more success with the guys who say I'm doing fasting. So it means they're actively doing something versus like just being can't.
Very true.
Can't,
yeah.
Like restriction.
You have the positive reinforcement,
yeah,
as opposed
that
to the negative reinforcement.
And similarly,
yeah,
with this, you can say, hey, I don't do that. I do no fap, right?
Yeah.
I don't do this. I do that. So it's like you're actively doing something, which in reality is true, because your self-control, it is actually an active process. Like, it is an active process, especially in the beginning, before it kind of becomes a habit, right? Because
yeah,
it does become, your brain rewires itself, right? This is not like, the same problem you have like in a week, you're gonna start out, is gonna be really hard, right? It is definitely gonna be hard, especially if you're deep into it. But after a while, your brain starts rewiring, it gets easier and easier and easier.
Very true.
So you wanna understand, like, the journey, right now, you might not have that empathy with yourself in the future when it's going to become so easy and effortless for you. So keep that in mind and just think about, okay, it's getting easier
yeah,
easier, compared to like, okay, it's hard now, so it's going to be like this forever.
Now the thing is, and I want to talk about the disadvantages here towards the end. There is the kind of guy who naturally has such an uncontrollably high libido, and when those guys try NoFap, they freak out. They're,
yeah,
like, I can't even think straight anymore. If you're a guy, NoFap might not be the thing. So bottom line here is, try it out, experiment around with it. If you're the guy who can't get up his ass, who doesn't have the courage to talk to girls, who's always apathetic, try no fap, chances are going to be high that it's going to be really good. If you're the guy who says, like, dude, I'm way too horny for this shit anyway, if I wouldn't masturbate, I wouldn't get anything done, might not be for you. Still try it out. Still try it out, because your libido is also going to adjust to the time, to the frequency through which you actually ejaculate. So if you ejaculate less, your libido adjusts to a certain degree, out of my own experience. So you got to be able to try this out and know thyself and then see what the results are. Especially important in the beginning, it's going to be very tough, but like Mario said, make it an active process. Positive reinforcement, yeah, as opposed, yeah, to negative reinforcement.
That. Reframe that.
Exactly. Reframe the shit out of that and take action. Don't just cut out masturbation. Still talk to girls. Go out. Go on dates. Make shit fucking happen. Do you have anything else to add that you really want to...
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, taking action is the absolute key, because you're almost, like, distracting yourself with a good thing. Because when you're going out, you're actively working on that, you're
very
working
true.
On this. And it kind of really complements each other. Same with the gym, same with going at it in all areas of your life. I know my business motivation went up sky high when I started doing this. I was like, okay, I'm getting stuff done. I can do this. And one very, very important thing that I want to mention here is, like, dude, like, celebrate a streak. Like, just celebrate, like, be happy that you've actually gone through a streak. It's not like, hey, I suck, you know, like, don't beat yourself up if you do fall off the track, because you will. Like, we're telling you right now, you will. It's
pat yourself
high.
On the shoulder, but like, not to confuse, because I said don't count the days and be super obsessive about it. Because, but we mentioned the same word streak, but what you mean is just celebrate your successes, but you don't need to count very obsessively.
Yeah,
or
exactly. Like, if you're just looking at it from a way, okay, this is something I'm doing and it is something that is improving my life. Try to look for those rewards, because the thing is, like, a lot of guys will look at it from a mindset of, like, negativity. Okay, I'm not sure if this sucks, I'm stressed and I'm paranoid about it. That's exactly what you're gonna see, because your reticular activation is gonna be focused on that. It's similarly in a day. Let's say you start off a day, and I'm gonna end it with this, right? And you go to a Starbucks, right? You go to Starbucks, you're chilling, day's awesome, started really nice, you have a lot of work that day, you planned out everything, feel great about yourself, and someone spills coffee on you, right? That day, you're probably going to be like, oh, this sucks, like, the whole day, shit started bad, ended bad, like, the world sucks. You're going to start seeing all the things that are wrong with the world if you're not out of that mindset, because how you frame your mind in the beginning of the day or in the like as days goes on, that's what you're going to see. Like, if you got a new iPhone, that's, everybody now has an iPhone, right? Because you're literally training your mind to see that. And that's one thing with the nofap. A lot of people will miss these benefits because they're not even looking for them. They are there. So be aware that there are benefits. Videos like these really help, because we are sharing our own experience. Maybe you probably have buddies already doing this, right? So yeah, share the benefits, like, be aware of that. And what you said is really good, like, try to ease into it. If you're that kind of guy who's, like, super paranoid and you can't really, you don't know where to channel that energy into, that's where a gym is really good, because you can, like, kind of use that energy and almost transmute it into lifting. You can out in the gym, like, really crush it, take out the energy, and that's going to help you get results there as well. Kind of a nice little loop that really gets you going. And yeah, that's it, man. That's it. That's kind of my experience, your experience. We've been doing this for years. I'm going to keep doing it forever, literally, because there's always going to be you have sexual partners, you're really good with girls. It doesn't it's the lifestyle that I'm committing to forever, basically, and very similar to you, right?
I've had periods on and off where I would just, like, start masturbating again. That's cool, dude. Don't pressure yourself too much. Don't judge yourself. Pat yourself on the shoulder for the little successes. Go out, take freaking action. Bundle that energy into taking action. Other than that, hey, leave in the comments your experience with nofap. If you tried it, if you have any questions, any tips on that, we'll read the comments. I read all of them. Much fun, much progress. Thanks so much for watching. Thanks, Mario. Peace.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Bam. Oh, yeah, and one more thing. Like I said, it feels warm. It feels nice where you are right now. Fight that feeling. Fight that feeling of, oh, it's nice and warm and comfortable, because, like I said, that's not where the progress is. Shit, it's cold. That's where the shock is. Shock yourself into that epic progress. You're the only person that keeps himself or herself from that progress. That's only you. It's not the government. It's not the other people, it's just you, my friend. Good thing about that, you can be defeated. You can be talked, reasoned to. And sometimes it's that unreasonable thing that you gotta do that creates that progress. Let's do it!